So, it is Throwback Thursday. Y'all ready for this?
Y'all ready for this?
Okay.
Get ready to rumble.
Yeah, man, it'll be fun. We're going to get into some STDs here. We're going to spread the love through STDs this morning. Stump the DJs in just a second. Mostly sunny today, high of 76 degrees. Overnight low of 52, still a little bit of a sweater or sweatshirt jacket weather. Maybe take that little crocheted or knitted sweater that your grandma made you and throw that on and be able to go out and brave the chilly temperatures in the morning. It's just a little crisp fall, hint of fall in the air. But we are going to warm up just a little bit for tomorrow. 76 today, like I mentioned, 78 tomorrow. And then by Saturday, we'll be right back at 84 degrees, which is still, again, about 5-6 degrees above our normal temperatures. And some of the cities, of course, the usual, I think Manti, Logan, those areas are in the low 40s this morning. So still a little different in some areas.
Right now, it's 52 and clear downtown.
KSOP-FM at HD1 Salt Lake City and K224BR Park City. Broadcasting from the Wasatch Medical Studios. Get your love life back. Visit wasatchmedical.com. It's Throwback Thursday on Z104.
Not exactly sure who put everything in micro font.
Our screen is tiny.
Jeez. Is that some kind of a cruel joke on the old people in the morning show? For the morning show? Now I think I'm going to put it in micro font and to see if they have to. I can't see it. All right, let's get into our STD. And our theme goes along basically with fall. That's
okay.
It. It's fall.
All right.
So anything that deals with that, use your ring or dinger things. Let's get all tuned up and ready to roll. Ooh, flat as a mother. Nope, still. Nope.
That's as good as that. That's all I got.
Do it all again here. Well, it's my bad. Go. You're still.
That's
just,
all I got.
I guess, yeah, it is.
You're flat's just gonna better have
to,
than nothing.
You're just going to have to stay flat.
It's been my motto my whole life.
Okay, here we go. This is the song that you guessed first. It's a song that's not country. It's got to be working, right?
Wise men say only fools rush in.
Now, of course, you're going to...
I Can't Help Falling in Love with You.
Falling in love with you.
Who's it by?
UB40. The Red, Red Wine people.
Oh, yeah, well, if I be 40, then you be 60.
Then you not 40.
That's not the name of the group, I don't think. All right.
All right, the country good. Voting. You can go to the mobile app. There's three little songs there. Are also on the desktop, z104country.com. And voting, gosh, lots of voting this morning already.
Oh.
Trace Adkins, Ladies Love Country Boys, was third. Patti Loveless, I'm That Kind of Girl, was second. And this rousing song was the winner. Lee.
Is it Brooks and Dunn?
Yep.
Rock My World. Little country girl.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Starting off strong. Good job.
Yep, nice job.
She's got a
peacock. Brooks and Dunn and Rockin' My World, That Little Country Girl. That's the song you voted in for Throwback Thursday. Yep, that's where we're at. Throwback Thursday all day today, twice an hour, all the way up until midnight. A chance for you, as our listener, to kind of help program the radio station twice an hour, even four times in the noon hour on Throwback Thursday.
Grab some lunch, hear some oldies, maybe bring back some memories. Where were you when you first heard that song? It's a lot of fun.
It is. And it's just fun to go onto our app and be able to do that. You can click the open mic section. There's a little tab in our app called open mic. Or no, that's not, it's called vote. You can, there is a tab called open mic, but that's not where you vote. You go to the, guess what? When you want to vote, you click on the vote tab. That's exactly what gets you there. It's brilliant. I don't know why they did that, but man, it's brilliant. But yeah, click on the vote tab and then you go in there and you can vote on which song that you like out of those three. And then it rolls twice an hour for you. Now, This is Remember Me Thursday, and I'm not sure if y'all are familiar with this, but this deals with a day to remember all of the adoptable pets.
Oh, I love that.
Waiting in shelters for their forever homes.
Don't forget me. Remember me.
Yeah, Remember Me Thursday. So if you have been thinking about maybe grabbing a pet or, you know, doing the pet thing, whether it's a dog, a cat, a frog, do they carry frogs?
I don't know. I'm trying to think when we had Carlene coming in from the Humane Society. I mean, I think they had turtles at one point. I don't know if they ever had a frog. But yeah. I know they had turtles. They have guinea pigs, rabbits, cats, birds, dogs.
Yeah, it's really a good thing. Now, here we go on some other ones here. I don't know if y'all are into this Law & Order thing, you know? New season of Law & Order.
Okay.
SUV kicks off NBC tonight. Also, you can celebrate Bisexuality Day.
Okay.
Deb.
What? Dave.
Sometimes people swing both ways. I don't know. National Checkers Day.
Okay, play some checkers.
Dogs in Politics Day. Now, does that just mean like Joe Biden's dogs?
Yeah, it does.
Stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, his dogs haven't been very well behaved since being in the...
I think one of them passed away.
Yeah?
I think so. It is. Have you ever had restless leg syndrome?
Every night.
Do you really?
I have restless body syndrome.
Well, restless legs are miserable. They're miserable. And I heard if you put a bar of soap, I don't know if this works, a bar of soap down in the sheets, it helps with that for some reason.
Really?
Yeah. And I think there's some medications you can take and some things you can do with your diet, but that it's miserable. When you get restless legs, I don't get it very often, once a year maybe, but it's miserable.
Do your legs feel like they are itchy? Is that what, is it?
Restless is the best word. You just can't relax.
But just your legs?
Just your legs.
They're fidgety.
Yes, fidgety.
Yeah.
Nervousy legs.
Wow.
It's snack stick day. So grab a Slim Jim.
Well, for you, that's just Thursday.
It's just Thursday for me. grab a Slim Jim and a Coke.
And pretty soon, if you have 10 or 12 Slim Jims a day, you're not going to be in Slim Jim anymore.
You're Big Jim.
Yes, you are. You'll be able to get the fat sausage. Just a couple things for you to start out your day here Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. Now, the next sign of rain that they're talking about, maybe some thundershowers coming through around Wednesday of next week. But in the meantime, enjoy the rest of the week. What's left of it here today and tomorrow? The weekend is we're gonna. Yes, oh, yes, sorry. Deborah. would you like
accidentally
to
rang my bell?
Okay, and then during the weekend, a mid 80s is gonna be nice, even Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Right now it's 52 in clear downtown.
Weather is brought to you by Any Hour Services, where I will be hanging out with an incredible deal that Mike Wilson has, of course, with Any Hour Services. And I'll be broadcasting live with them this afternoon from 3:30 to 6:30. And tune in for more information on that. I'm suspecting it's probably something to go along with trying to get the old air conditioning tune-ups and stuff going on with your furnace and air conditioning. That's this afternoon, live right here on the radio from 3:30 to 6:30. Luke Combs and Better Together. Speaking of being better together, you know, sometimes you get to the point where you're like, hey, am I happy where I'm at? Maybe in your relationship, maybe in your work. It's International Week of Happiness at work.
Oh, I love that.
At work.
Okay.
let me just add those last two words in there. Okay. International Week of Happiness at work.
At work.
In fact,
it's
that's
like a fortune cookie.
It is. I was just going to say that's just like adding the at work at the end of all your fortune cookies. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you at your job these days?
Pretty happy. How about you?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh,
I would probably
8 probably.
Yeah. And probably the other two just reflects on maybe our own attitude or something, yeah, right? You know, that we just yeah have to kind of work at a little bit.
Little things about your job that you don't love.
On a scale of 1 to 10, if Dawn or Sarah are listening this morning, I'm at a 10. I'm just...
Well, I'm at an 11. I sure love you guys.
Not off the charts.
Love can't, this place.
Can't go off the charts, Deb.
Can. I'm not happy. No,
it's 0. Scale of 1 to 10. If you're thrilled about your job... what is it makes your job so awesome? I think the creativity, at least for us, I love the part that every day is different. It's a joy to wake up and find out who's going to bash on me today.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to my brother last night, and he's like, oh my gosh, people are so cranky. And I'm like, I know, we get stuff every morning.
You called me cranky all yesterday morning. You called me cranky.
I did? No, you did. Called yourself cranky. Curmudgeony, well, crotchety is what crotchety. You called yourself. You crotchety. Called yourself crotchety.
And then I was like, then you're like, well, in this particular case, Dave, you're not crotchety, but all the other times you're crotchety.
Because I was teasing you.
No, but is that, you know, I don't know what the deal is. And, you know, we had, it seems like there's always somebody that has a lovely thing to say about me.
But lots of people have really good things to say about you.
Yeah, you don't remember those though. You remember the one where
I know, and why do we do that?
You remember the one where it's like, oh, Dave, do you think you're special? Why don't you get a to-go box instead of just putting up with it? Anyway, actually, I kind of got a chuckle out of it all yesterday afternoon. I was kind of laughing at how that came across. And I thought,
it says, researchers say negative emotions like fear and sadness trigger increased activity in a part of the brain linked to memories. These emotionally charged memories are preserved in greater detail than happy or neutral memories, but may also be subject to distortion, like we think they're worse than they are.
Right.
It feels worse. Because when in the scheme of things... You know, the one or two comments you have, you probably do have hundreds or thousands of positives in the morning, and then somebody will say like, "Oh, Dave, you're so special," and then that's the one you remember,
right? Right.
And we all do it.
I know. And I was chuckling about it, you know, through the afternoon. I thought, why is what? And actually, what I did is even on the air yesterday, I sort of just owned it, and maybe that's my way of just saying, okay. You know, what do you say to that? It seemed rude to have all those people on their speakerphones in the restaurant. That was my particular feeling and take on it. If that guy thinks that I'm special, it's like, well, I'm going to own it. I am special, and I shouldn't have to put up with stupid, rude people putting their phones on speakerphone.
And you had tons and tons and tons of support comments and one negative one.
Can you remember his name or her name?
I can't. I don't think it's sad.
I'm
it
just
might
kidding.
Have been a faceless I'm totally keyboard kidding. Warrior.
Anyway, it was fun. It was What's Your Deal Wednesday, and that's what we do. We kind of air out a few little things that are on our mind for What's Your Deal Wednesday. But it's Thursday today, and we are going to pass along some great information to you. You think that little sparkling water that you're drinking is good for you? We're going to find out why it might be ruining certain parts of your body, and we'll find out what part of that is.
Okay, let's see where to start.
Incoming message.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Only trying to give America a good show.
Oh, goody, we're on.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Why are you awake?
Good morning.
You know what I feel like doing? I feel like celebrate the good times are back.
That's such a great idea for a podcast.
Okay, here we go.
Hit it!
Showtime.
Scientists at Purdue University have created the world's whitest paint.
Ooh, like fact, whitest?
Whitest
paint.
Not wide with a D. Whitest paint. However, now that when you make it make me say it that way, it sounds really weird.
Whitest
paint.
As opposed to whitest.
It's the whitest paint. In fact, it's so white that it immediately
How
asked,
white is it?
It is so white that it immediately asked to speak to the manager. FDA has authorized the booster shots. We've heard about that. The Pfizer vaccine for people 65 and older. You and I just barely missing that little cusp there. And booster seats for people under 4.
Oh, okay.
Americans are starting to stockpile toilet paper again. I'm having a hard time getting on my fave toilet paper.
Are you really?
I am. For some reason, I keep going into Costco, and all they got is the Kirkland stuff, and I, you know.
I'm like the Kirkland.
Well, you can have mine, then. I bought a thing of Kirkland, and you can have it.
Serious? You dislike it that much?
Well, I mean, it's not like I hate it.
So it's what's your choice?
Charmin.
Charmin.
They do the Charmin in the 900 roll pack at Costco, and so, anyway, it looks like they're, and it is due to the, of course, Rona that we've heard about, or... they do have a new menu at Taco Bell, so maybe that's why maybe that's why everybody's rolling with it.
K-S-O-P American Style.
I kind of, when we were doing those acapella ones, I kind of liked it. It kind of really showcased our voices.
Okay, but, yeah, all right. I think so. Everybody had their own little part.
Absolutely.
A cappella.
K-S-O-P, American Style.
So you had the American Style part,
I did, yeah.
All right, let's reenact it then. K-S-O-P.
American Style.
Yeah, okay, yeah. In a whole different key,
No.
Yeah. Right?
Are you sure that was you, Deb?
Well, I've gotten, my voice has changed over the years.
Has it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not quite on point, huh? All right, well, we'll just leave it to the old jingles then on Throwback Thursday to handle that for us. We're going to slip into our STD, our Stump the DJs, the song that's not country. And I'll explain that in just a second here. The theme just goes along with anything to go along with fall. I mean, it could be orange, it could be yellow, it could be chill, it could be anything that goes along with fall, even the name. Oh, you both hit it. Right at the same, you want to share?
No.
No,
we have to. We have to because it was a tie.
Yes.
Okay. So who's going to do
the... Raindrops keep falling on my head.
Deb?
BJ Thomas.
Right. Now, why I said I would probably explain, this was a crossover hit.
So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Nose. Raindrops keep falling on my head. They keep falling.
Are we supposed to keep singing?
No, I guess.
One more time.
If I let Deb see, she'll just like karaoke hour for Deb, man. She's like, oh, yeah.
It's such a good message.
It is. It really is.
It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me.
I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for a little happiness to come into my life.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a chipper little message.
Okay. All right, let's get into the country one here.
Okay, so the country voting went like this. Tracy Lawrence, If the World Had a Front Porch, came in third.
Yeah.
Good one.
Sawyer Brown's Step That Step was in first place, but then it got beat up by this song by exactly 50 votes.
Oh, yeah. I know what it is. Yeah.
What is it?
Do you want to split it, Dave?
I do. I saw the light. Yeah, that would be great.
It's Thank Winona.
You. Yeah.
Sure is.
Good job. Teamwork.
All right, good job. Thanks, voters. Mobile app or the desktop, it's Throwback Thursday on Z104.
Teamwork. Sharing. That's what it's all about. Just That's teamwork. Right.
And makes the dream work.
Sharing. Winona. I saw the light, and that's the song you voted in, just beating out Sawyer Brown this time around, and you'll be able to vote on three more songs right now, and we'll find out which one wins here at the top of the hour, gets the most votes. Time for the Pledge of Allegiance, and on the phone with us now is...
Jason Pino.
Hey, dude, how are you?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Good. Happy Good. Thursday.
Happy little Friday.
Happy Thirsty Thursday.
Oh, are you drinking later or right now? Or
Oh, yeah. Well, not right now. I'm not drinking right now, but later I'll have it, my Jack and Coke in my hot tub.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Jack and Coke in a hot tub.
Sounds like a nice, relaxing evening.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Well, you got it when you deal with all the stupid people on the road.
Well, is that what you do every day as you drive?
Every day.
Oh, man.
Every day. Drive double sides.
Oh, my gosh. Bless your soul. Yeah, no kidding. So a little something to warm you up on the inside and warm you up on the outside as far as Jack and Coke in a hot tub.
Yes, sir. And then I got my beautiful wife just sitting there with me. So nice. It's going to be a good night.
Love that. You want to do a shout out to her?
Shout out to my beautiful wife, Tiffany Pino.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Jason. We appreciate you calling in. The it's all yours to do the pledge.
All right. This just goes out to everybody that's doing what they can do and keeping on, man.
Right on.
So I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God bless America.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
That is Maggie Rose, Star-Spangled Banner, and Jason Pino giving our Pledge of Allegiance right before that. Thank you so much. And, of course, a shout-out to just pretty much everybody. Just kind of keep on keeping on. A little message for us to just every day we just wake up and we do the thing.
Yep. Well, we do. We just played Winona, and J.D. Kendall just texted in. If that song was made today, it would be, I saw the likes on your Insta tonight.
Oh, yeah. It could all be into the social, right?
Yeah, update like it a little bit.
I like it. Maybe he's got something going.
Yeah.
Go ahead and post it on your stories. You'll go viral and you'll make millions, and then you'll just remember us little peons. Let's take a look at our morning commute here again. Lee, we not much going on there either.
Yeah, we've actually
It's Kelsey Ballerini along with Kenny Chesney there in half of my hometown. Just about 7 o'clock, we're gonna be giving you the Instant Cash Song of the Day song to be listening for here. In just a second, our quote of the day comes from Shang-Chi star Simu Liu. Do you know how to say that, Deb? Did I say his
I think it's Simu Liu.
Simu Liu is how you just say it?
I think so. Simu Liu. Liu?
It's really...
Sure, that's how you say it.
I know.
Now, my kids saw the Shang-Chi movie.
Yeah.
And they loved it.
I heard it's really, really good.
Yeah,
I mean,
really
it killed
good.
It at the box office when it opened here a couple of weeks ago. You belong exactly where you are, and you deserve to stand on your own 2 feet and hold your head up high no matter what.
Love it.
Just again, another great positive
message. Yeah, Dave. So remember that
message.
When somebody says, are you special? You say, yes, I am.
I do. Yeah, that's right.
I know, right?
I'm going to own that sucker.
Yeah,
I'm going to say, absolutely, I am. You want to see how special I am? In fact, I should have stood up in the middle of that restaurant and said,
I
belong exactly where I am.
And I don't want to listen to your movie.
And
so
I deserve
turn it down. And I deserve to eat in silence.
That's exactly it. You just finished my quote for me. But yeah. Okay, but the real quote here again is, you belong exactly where you are, and you deserve to stand on your own 2 feet and hold your head up high no matter what.
No matter if you're going crazy in a restaurant with a Latin film blaring at the next table, right?
Two Latin films. Different ones. And then phone conversations on speaker phones at the other booths. It was quite the enjoyable time. And yes, I am damn special, so screw you, anybody. Oh, wait, I got to give out. We got to do the instant cast song of the day first.
Oh, yeah.
We got to announce that because people are anxiously awaiting.
You are listening this morning, well, 7, 10, 1, and 4 for Famous Friends by Chris Young and Kane Brown.
In those hours.
Yeah, 7, 10, 1, and 4 p.m., $250, $1,000 a day. Listen for it. Famous Friends by Chris Young and Kane Brown.
Just think of Deb and I as famous friends without the famous part.
Yeah, friends, just friends.
Just friends.
But famous friends.
Right.
Good morning, Angels.
Morning, Dave.
All right, it's going to be sunny and 76 today and sunny and 78 tomorrow. That's right on the money for this time of year for our fall normal highs. Going to be nice.
52 and cloudy downtown.
KSOP-FM at HD1 Salt Lake City and K224BR Park City. Broadcasting from the Wasatch Medical Studios. Get your love life back. Visit wasatchmedical.com. It's Throwback Thursday on Z104.
STD to go along with our fall season. Now that we're, what are we, two days into it? What's the date today? 23rd and it was the... What was the first day of fall?
This is our second day of fall.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. My, how time flies.
Right?
Seems like we've already been into fall for like days.
I know. That's really weird. I just saw on Facebook, somebody posted on our page, on this day in 2014, Kenny Chesney released his, what album was it, with the American Kids on it?
Oh, yeah.
That's the trip I took. To his house to release that album in 2014.
Oh,
so it's
nice.
Been 7 years ago that I was in St. John at
that
his
you
house.
Almost drowned in the
that
in
I almost lost my life at Joost Van Dyke in the British Virgin Islands.
Until they had to harpoon you?
Well, I got a rest on the dinghy.
Yeah?
And I made it to the boat, and then they had to pretty much harpoon me to get me in back in the sailboat.
See how handy those dinghies are?
I know, right? I'd love a good dinghy.
Yeah, I know. They can save your life if you get a good dinghy.
I know. Just hold on.
I know. Hold on for life. If you find a good dinghy, then hold on. But yeah, we barely started fall. And, oh, also. Do you
remember? I remember. It was just a couple of days ago.
The 21st night of September.
September.
Just a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
Here. All right, so anyway, we're into fall, and that's what the theme is for our STDs. We're spreading the love through Stump the DJs and anything to go along with fall. Keep on falling. Oh, fudge. Started it right at the wrong place. Let me fast forward it. Sometimes I feel good. Let it breathe just a little bit here. Does anybody, I think Pharrell Williams and Alicia Keys are on the same medication.
Why?
Because every time you look at them, they're all so chill with like their eyes are just like, all right, dude.
They're just loving their music.
I know. I envy it, actually. I mean, they're just, it just seems like there's nothing in the world that could upset them. All right,
except
go ahead.
She's fallen in and out of love.
Well, that's true. She is.
Alicia Keys, Fallen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I just said Alicia Keys.
Sure
yeah,
did.
Yeah, you did.
Well, son of a gun.
I already knew what it was, though.
You did.
I doubt it.
No, she didn't.
I'm kidding. All right.
Okay, so the country voting went down like this. Toby Keith, Does That Blue Moon Ever Shine on You came in third.
Oh, that's a good one.
Shania Twain's Party for Two, the Billy Currington duet, that was in first place, but it was beat out by this song.
Oh.
And I love this song.
Oh, it's a George Strait song.
Sure is.
And it's,
name the cities in Texas.
She's Dallas, Austin. Houston.
Nope, keep going.
Does Stop. Fort Worth ever cross your mind?
Yeah, that's
it. What it was. Good job. Gosh dang. Yeah, I only got a half a stump on that one.
Better than nothing.
Oh, yeehaw, that old king of country right there, George Strait. Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind on Throwback Thursday here?
Man, I love that song.
It's a good song, isn't it? Of course, does he have anything bad, really? I mean, if you think about George Strait.
A lot of people didn't like Adelaida.
Oh, yeah.
And
did that one not do much?
I think it got top 10, maybe top 5.
Oh, yeah, he sucks.
Oh,
dang. Oh, man. Yeah, I forgot about that
song. And Milk
song.
Cow Blues. Not a lot of people loved Milk Cow Blues when he did that.
Okay, I don't even remember that one, so I guess maybe that's...
It's a yodeling.
So do you guys ever try this sparkling water stuff?
No, I don't, actually.
Sparkling water a lot more popular here in the U.S. than it used to be, partly because of LaCroix. Got a huge while back, and now they're a ton of knockoffs as well. I've tried the LaCroix. They buy it around here. It seriously just tastes like...
Cam turn you on to that? Cam or Kelsey Ballerini?
No, that's Cascade. Cascade water, sparkling water.
Okay.
LaCroix...
Kelsey Ballerini, right?
It was
gave it to us on her bus, the grapefruit
no,
flavor.
It was yes, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah. The LaCroix, the different. Yes, yeah. Yes. You're talking about Cam, who gave us the Cascade sparkling coconut water, which is delicious.
I can remember which one.
Yes, but yes.
Health and wellness writer for the New York Times just did an article on why you shouldn't only drink carbonated water, even the unflavored kind, shouldn't be your main... Why am I reading this? Shouldn't be your main... Does Diet Dr. Pepper count? Be your main source of hydration, and here's why.
Okay, so the carbonated water is just as hydrating as flat water.
Yes!
Oh, come on now. Hang on a second. That's not the problem. The main problem is the people who only drink fizzy water could mess up their teeth, Deb. It's your teeth. It's all about your teeth.
Unless you're using tap water in a soda stream, carbonated water doesn't have fluoride in it like tap water does, so it doesn't protect your teeth.
Now, even in the with the soda stream thing, the carbon dioxide in the bubbles lowers the pH in your mouth, so your saliva is more acidic, and that's bad for the enamel.
Now, it's not as bad for your teeth as soda or juice are, so don't worry about it too much.
See?
It just shouldn't be the primary way that you hydrate. Flat water is better for that.
Fizzy water can also make you feel more bloated, give you some acid reflux, make that a little bit worse, and then, of course, it's infinitely more expensive than tap water, which is free.
Okay, I don't feel bloated, no acid reflux regularly. I think my teeth are fine.
I'm going
to keep hydrating with Dr. Pepper.
First, you just justify it. It's just the gateway drug to stronger stuff, Deb. Diet Dr. Pepper is just a gateway beverage to stronger stuff. And I just, it's basically the next step is meth. So you got to watch out.
Okay. I will watch out for any signs that I might start tweaking.
I don't have any room to talk to. I still drink soda. Probably a little more than I should. I always do the formula, though, that if I drink a soda, I have to drink twice as much water. And that's my justification. If I drink a 12-ounce thing, I do 24 ounces of water.
And do you follow through? Do you do it?
Pretty much, yeah, I do, actually. That is one thing that I don't have a problem doing, is getting enough water, yeah. And I pay for it during the middle of the night. 4 times last night I got up. 4 freaking times. And I even ordered some...
Flomax?
No.
You may need that, Dave. I know.
But I looked at some alternative supplements for Flomax, And I looked it up.
For the night peepees?
Yeah, for the night peepees. Yeah, that's what you do. You search night peepees, Deb. That's what I did.
I searched the night peepees.
I searched for night peepees.
Night peepees.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and you
it can't, sounds nicer.
Yeah, you can't believe what popped up when I searched night peepees. But no, I searched for...
It's called Nocturia.
Supplements for the Flomax thing,
Uh-huh.
Because for some reason, Flomax makes me sound old. And I...
Well.
Now, wait a minute.
If the Nocturia fits, then wear it.
Wait, you two, wait. Now listen.
Wear a diaper.
No, I'm not going to wear a diaper. So I ordered this saw palmetto. Palmetto. And I took one last night, and I was up four times last night.
Oh, man. Now, over two-thirds of men and women over 70 urinate at least once per night, and up to 60% go twice or more each night. In a nutshell, the study shows it's very common for most people to wake up once a night and becomes more frequent as you get older.
Oh, thanks, Deb. Appreciate that.
So you're going to the bathroom more than somebody over 70.
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Lee.
Well, I'm just like saying, you know, maybe the flow matches.
Yesterday I was crotchety. Today I'm old.
Nocturia, which is night peepee, is the scientific name for the night peepees.
Sure, yeah.
I like night peepees better.
During sleep time, your body produces less urine that is more concentrated. This means most people don't need to wake up during the night to pee and can sleep uninterrupted for 8 hours.
Wow, how would it be?
You've got the night peepees.
I have the night peepees.
Do you get up, Deb?
I usually get up once because I go to bed chugging Diet Dr. Pepper.
Oh, so you just have one night peepee.
I usually have a night peepee around 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's one thing I don't do.
Ever?
Good for you.
Rarely. If I drink a lot just before I go to bed and I fall asleep before going to the bathroom, maybe. But.
My dad's 83.
I'm a freaking camel, dude.
Uses Flomax. I'm 61 and never get up. What's going on with Dave?
I don't know.
Pumpkin seed oil, Dave, from Casey Haven.
Oh, now do you know how many more supplements I'm going to have to order off of Amazon?
I know, pumpkin seed oil.
Just freak. Eat pumpkin seeds.
Hmm.
As a snack.
All right, whatever. Gosh dang it. First of all, I didn't. I really didn't want to be tagged as an 80-year-old guy on the radio.
With the night peepees.
With the night peepees. Yeah. Thanks for that. And now I'm crotchety, and so I'm just doomed.
If anybody asks me, where's Dave? I'm just going to say he's in the bathroom.
Yep. He's got the day peepees. Daytime peepees. But a lot of it really is my habits of drinking and stuff.
Just before you go to bed?
Yeah, I've been drinking.
You need to just lay off the juice before.
Well, I need to start eating earlier. You know, a couple of nights ago, I had a night. Did I mention this on the air that I had a night that I went 6 hours, 5.5 hours? I went.
Yeah, you told me. I don't know if you mentioned it on the air.
I may not have. And I attributed it to Texas Roadhouse. So I'm going to have to go to...
every night.
Because
I won't sleep if we don't go to Texas Roadhouse.
Well, that's all that beef in you.
It was. I had a little steak. I had a little 6-ounce steak. I did. And here's the thing. We went and ate about 5 o'clock, you know, because we have to get the 6 o'clock special. You have to get
absolutely.
You have to get there before 6 o'clock to get the special. And I ate early enough that night, and I honestly think that has something to do with it, you know. So I just got to change my diet around. And then you guys couldn't quit making fun of my night peepees.
All right. I love that.
It's 7:18.
I have to remember that.
It does actually sound better than Flomax.
So. You could go leaf peeping while you're up with your night peepees.
Now, see, leaf peeping sounds creepy.
It's not.
Night peepees.
Yeah.
It's not.
That is creepy.
Tell Dave he's in good company. This is from Michelle. I'm only 50 and I get up 5 times a night. Jessica Fowler, Dave, don't feel bad. I'm 34 and I have to wake up every night to go.
Thank you.
It's better than not being able to pee-pee. That's when you need to worry.
Yeah, that's true.
So lots of pee-pee, better than no pee-pee.
All right.
I think we just like saying pee-pee.
Really?
I think so, too.
Pretty sure.
And how's Boner?
Fine.
Is he still in his box?
Yes.
Dave.
Okay.
You need to release him.
That's what my wife was telling me.
He's trapped.
But maybe this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of a weekend thing. You're very busy.
Chris Young, Kane Brown, and Famous Friends. Yeah. Just so happens that I just got back from the restroom, and I went number one. I went pee-pee, And the next caller to be caller Z is on line one. Morning, the Z.
Who is Hi. This?
This is Jess.
Jess?
Yes.
J-E-S-S?
Yes. Oh, yeah. J-E-S-S. So Jesse without the U at the end.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, Jess, you're a winner.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Great.
Yeah, you just won some cash. $250.
Been waiting 2 weeks, man.
Oh, yes. Well, it paid off. You kept dialing, and you're a winner. Famous Friends, Chris Young and Kane Brown. That is our Z104 Instant Cash Song of the Day. And Jess, you can keep on winning. 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., all right?
Heck yeah.
What will $250 do in your life, Jess?
Heck, buy Lady A tickets. I've been trying for all week, too.
Oh, my gosh. We got another chance coming up in about 10 minutes for that as well.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, get in on it. If you don't, buy yourself some tickets and enjoy the show tomorrow night. We'll see you out there. Jess, who's hooking you up with Instant Cash?
Z104 all day.
$1,000 a day. Again, help us make the highlight reel and say something really crazy at the end here. Just say like, oh my gosh, I just won money from the Z.
Oh my gosh, I just won money from the Z.
Well, you kind of screwed it up, Jess.
Yeah, but we can edit that out. It's all right.
No, I'm just kidding. Thanks a lot, dude. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, hold on a second. We'll grab some more information. Right now, you need to call in on that same line that Jess just did, 801-570-5767, because you might be heading to the happiest place on Earth, and that is Disneyland. If you have all of the adventure stops from 8, 11, 2, and 5 from yesterday, you get through as caller Z right now, you'll be able to score that little package and qualify to win two-night the grand prize of the two-night hotel stay to go along with those four-day, one-park-per-day, two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to Disneyland. So give us a call again, 801-570-5767. Morning, Z104. Now you are caller Z. You are the right caller. Who is this?
Travis.
Travis, all you have to do is tell us the adventure stops that Jimmer went on yesterday through Disneyland.
I really hope I got them in the right order. I wrote them down on my work paper and turned it in. So,
on your okay. What paper?
On my work paper.
All right, well, get your work paper out. And
on a roll of toilet paper.
Tell us those four adventure stops.
Main Street Pumpkin Festival.
Yep.
Space Mountain.
Yep.
Roger Rabbit Cartoon Spin.
Yep.
Which is right down.
Alley. Oh, sorry.
Which is right down Jimmer's Alley. Roger Rabbit. That's perfect. And
Halloween Screen Presentation.
Winner.
Nice job, buddy.
Travis, woo-hoo! You've got tickets to Disneyland, a 4-pack.
Heck yeah.
How about that? You also qualify in our drawing on October 11th, 9:50 a.m. We're going to throw in some two-night hotel stay there, all right?
Perfect.
Excellent. Travis, who's hooking you up with free Halloween time at Disneyland?
Dave and Deb on Z104.
That's going to be a lot of fun. Hey, have you ever been to Disneyland during some of the seasons that they have?
I have. I think we went to the Halloween probably 7 years ago.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
Down there.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, these are good for a little while, these passes.
Yeah, so I think you can use these through July if you need to. Okay?
Perfect.
Pretty cool. Thanks a lot,
man. We'll get these to you, and we'll start again with more adventure stops at 8 a.m. for tomorrow's 7:30 giveaway.
Pretty sure it's CJ's turn, so we're going to find out as he wanders through.
We'll tell you where he's going to be.
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you. And by the way, weather... from Lindsay Store, since we...
This is your cue to call. The caller is Z right now. 570-5767.
Chance for you to score a couple of Lady A tickets tomorrow night for their great concert there with Carly Pearce and Tennille Arts and Nico Moon. All happening out there at the USANA. And somebody made a new little chart up here, and so that's why I couldn't find who was on there. They cleaned off some of the old concerts and put up the new ones, and it's at the top of the list. So call now for your chance to win right now. In the meantime, let's do a little throwback.
The greatest country in the world, KSOP.
Salt Lake City. is a part of our throwback jingles that we come out here from 100 years ago when Deb recorded them. And then we are going to do an STD, Stump the DJs. It is a chance for you to guess a song that's not country. Our theme goes along with fall, this fall season right now. So here we go. Use your ringer dingers. Try to be on rhythm, Deb. Just a little bit. Try to be on rhythm. I wish you guys could see what she was doing in the studio. Holy crap.
I'm dancing like the spinners.
Oh, my gosh. And totally off. Totally. Anyway.
Well, it's hard to work around all this equipment over here.
Well, sure it is. Sure it is. You got to allow for the microphone and everything. So, all right. That is definitely one white girl that has no rhythm. All right. What is it?
Yeah. Could it be I'm Falling in Love, the Spinners?
Yeah. There it is. All right, let's move on to the country one. That's how we play STD, which sometimes just turns out to be very anticlimactic.
Okay, so the country voting on the mobile app or the desktop. Joe Diffie, Bigger Than the Beatles, came in third. Garth Brooks, She's Every Woman, was second. And this song won by 108 votes.
Hey, it sounds familiar. Does that count?
Yeah, what is it?
I have no idea. It just sounds familiar.
Fudge. It does sound familiar. It's Alabama, though.
Yeah, and?
Don't Let the Moonlight Hit You in the Butt.
Cutting the Rug.
Dancing the Night Away. Dancing in the Moonlight.
Cutting the Rug. I'm not sure what that meant.
Dancing is my life.
And it wasn't me on the particular street.
Oh, on the boulevard.
Dancing with You on the Boulevard.
Dancing on the Boulevard.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
Shaggin'. Dancing Shaggin' on the Boulevard.
Yes, my
Why don't I remember this
Holy
one?
Holy crap.
I don't know.
Oh, I do, but
Good
I
golly. Totally... Shaggin' on the Boulevard.
Yes, that was it. All right. Will the magic addicts where the music rolls? It's Alabama, dancing Shaggin' on the Boulevard. You know, in the old Shaggin' wagon.
It's a dance, the Carolina Shag.
Yeah?
It was like a beach dance in the South, in the Carolinas.
Do you know how to do it?
No, I don't know how to do any kind of dancing.
More than the Z, you are caller Z. What's your name?
Hey, this is Debbie.
Hey, Debbie, you are halfway there. All you have to do is give us the name in Lady A, the ticket tag way. And who was the winner yesterday afternoon at 3:40?
I know it's an Andrea Cosbob or something. Cosbob.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know how to say it either. Cosbob or whatever. Winner.
Good job.
Yay. Debbie, now what's your last name?
Conate.
Oh, well, that's that's one,
another,
too.
Yeah, that's another hard one.
C-O-N-A-T-Y. Conate.
Conate.
Oh, that's just how it's spelled. Yeah. Debbie Conate, C-O-N-A-T-Y, is the name you need to know for 1140 ticket tag.
Conate's going to Lady A.
Yay! Woo-hoo. All right, Debbie, we'll see you out there. Who's hooking you up with free Lady A tickets?
Z-104.
740, 1140, 340 every day. Nice job. So Dominion and I was on a boat that day. If you're trying to find me, I will be in the bread aisle trying to figure out what the different colored tags on the bread are for.
Now, I have seen this before, but I can't ever remember it. But aren't they days of the week?
Yeah.
The colors of the tags on the bread bags.
So we've seen red, we've seen yellow, we've seen green, you see white. According to Reader's Digest, commercial bread is baked and delivered on a strict schedule to keep it as fresh as possible, and the color of the tag on the bag indicates the day of the week that it was baked. Now, I don't know how y'all are going to remember this, because
yeah,
we
I've
have talked
before,
about it
can't
before.
I can't remember. Even though there's a sell-by date, the colors are supposed to make it easier for the staff in the store to rotate fresh bread in and leave older loaves out. Because of that, you probably only see two colors on any given day.
Okay, so I do look at this. You look at this? I look at this.
Yes.
I do look at...
I look at it and then I go, I can't remember what it means. So well, it doesn't matter.
Not just with the colors, but I do look at the date on the little plastic tag.
Oh, I don't do
that. You know, and I... So, because I... Now, on Sycamores, you can see it stamped right on their package, right on the package. Yeah, it says...
That's where I
live. October 2nd. Yes. You know, or something like that. And if there's October 3rd available, I'm grabbing October 3rd.
You're going to leave that stale October 2nd on the shelf.
Oh, yeah. Even if it looks good, I'm like, nope, I'm not
going... That's like me when I'm at the Maverick and they have the peanut butter bars.
Yeah.
I reach in the back and take the back bar.
Do you look at the date?
Nope. Or
do you,
I just you figure that's the freshest one.
And most likely it is.
Yeah.
But,
and I've never been disappointed.
But yes, I do the same thing. I actually, I do the same thing when it comes to bread. I'll start hunting through and looking for all of this because I'm thinking, look, if I can get, especially wheat bread, if you get some of that wheat bread that molds kind of quick, unless you put it in the fridge, you know, you have to be
sprouts
careful.
Sprouts start growing.
Yeah. Anyway, so this is the sell-by date. Even though there's a sell-by date, the colors are supposed to make it just a little bit easier. All right, here we go.
Bakeries usually have Wednesdays and Sundays off. I didn't know that. So if you're a baker, Wednesday and Sunday, there are only 5 colors for bread bag tags. Blue is Monday, green is Tuesday, red is Wednesday, white is Friday, and yellow is Saturday.
Now, how could you ever remember that?
You can't. Says there's an easy way to remember that. The names of the colors are in alphabetical order by day of the week.
So, B, then G, then R, then W, then Y. So, B, G, R, W, Y.
Of course, not every supermarket and bakery uses this system, but it's widely used at the large chain stores and some smaller stores, too.
So, alphabetical order, if you can remember that. B, G, R, W, Y. So,
see, we blue, just read it, and green, I can't even remember.
Blue, green, red, white, and yellow.
Blue Monday, green Tuesday, red Wednesday, white Friday, yellow Saturday. I guess I can try and remember it.
Right.
You start with blue Monday. I can remember Blue Monday. Yeah.
You know they did that on purpose.
Blue Monday.
So.
Okay. I think I've got it.
But you make every stalker, the people who stock the shelves, really mad. The bread stalkers. Now, sometimes those bread stalkers, I don't think they're even employed by the store, right? They come in independently from the bread place, and they stock the shelves.
Yeah, they come up in the old bakery van and come in with shelves and shelves and shelves of bread.
My son did that, actually. It's not a bad gig. I think there's some pretty good money to be made in stocking bread.
I just love my friend Jeff at the old Maverick. He's there every day stocking Frito-Lay stuff.
Yeah.
Gia Jones says, I went grocery shopping a couple of days ago with my daughter. That's never going to happen again. She checked everything. Every single thing we bought, she checked the dates and would grab stuff from the back. I don't have time for that.
Oh, come on. Come on. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think that's Brian Smart because if you grab something that expires... You know, like next week versus, look, I do the same thing with milk. I do the same thing with yogurts. I do the same thing with cottage cheese. Whatever I buy, stuff like that, I'm looking for the eggs. I do the same thing with eggs.
My grocery order this week, I got a milk. I didn't order a milk. And I got a giant thing of plain vanilla Greek yogurt.
And you didn't even order it?
Uh-uh. Instead of 5 P3s, I got 10.
Well, what the freak?
Don't know. Don't know why.
And did they charge you for 10?
No, they charged me for 5. I ordered the box of 5 that comes in a box instead of individuals, and they gave me 10 individuals instead.
So there's give and take. You got a big thing of you got milk and Greek yogurt, and you know that you didn't even order, but yeah, on the other hand, you got 10 P3s.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So
that's the one. That's why I don't like ordering groceries.
But
what if they just grab, you know, that person that's filling your order, they don't give a crap of the expiration date.
I know. Well, and then I forgot. I was doing it late in bed at night on, Friday or Saturday, and I ordered 1 banana and 1 white nectarine.
That's it?
And it was my fault. I ordered 1.
What were you trying to do? 1 pound?
I usually do like 5 of each or 6 or 7 of each.
Oh, okay.
I was like, they were gone by Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't have any fresh stuff for the week.
Makes for a good picture on social media if you would have gotten 1 banana and 2 nectarines.
Ah.
It's harvest time.
It is harvest time. Hey, every once in a while, I need to ask you this before we go into shout-outs. Lee, you got anything?
I don't.
Okay. It's all good. Mostly sunny and 76 today. How about a shout-out to Mother Nature?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Mother Nature. Jeez. Sure love you. She's not as much as I love Don and Sarah, but almost.
Brother. They probably get, you get a bonus every time you say that or something on the air? Like,
no, but I keep hoping.
78 tomorrow and 84 by Sunday.
Right now it's 54 and sunny downtown.
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb. Z104.
All right, here we go. Morning shout-outs.
Charity Moss says, good morning, Dave and Deb. I want to wish you a happy birthday to my favorite sister, Polly. Hope your day is as fabulous as you are. Steph Broberg, since it was missed yesterday, it is now a belated shout-out to my amazing son, Matthew. Happy 20th birthday yesterday. I hope you have an amazing day. Getting a shout-out from Dave and Deb makes it that more special, even if it is late, right?
Is that our fault? Was that our fault?
Yeah. I love you. Well, she sent it in at 8:09 a.m. and night.
That is your fault.
I love you so much. Ask me before 8, David, or nothing's guaranteed.
I know.
Tony Hansen, can you do a shout-out to Terry Dillon and Abby Hansen? They're in their go-to Wyoming. I don't know what that says. To pick up old tractors to restore. Be say mom. Something from mom. Arla Huck, please wish my sister and friend Kayleen a happy birthday. Today's my husband's birthday. Can you wish Danny a happy birthday, please? Dennis McNeely, Fremont High sophomores and JV football. Good luck today. Let's beat the shiz out of Davis.
Woo, yeah. Woo, yeah.
In your dreams, Fremont.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
Wait till you are eating crow tomorrow morning.
Shout out to my lovely wife. I love you, Crystal. Shout out to my wife, Michaela Johnson. She does so much for me and our kids and is the most beautiful woman I will ever meet. Love always your husband. Jess Arnold, shout out to Dave and Deb for making a nervous wreck even more nervous when I won the cash this morning. Jesse Smith, shout out to my parents, Connie and Mike Combi, for 7 years on their ceiling. Love you both. Happy anniversary. Michelle Stansfield, we'll do that in a second. You're the best. Go Pioneers from Grandpa Sam. Jesse Flinders, shout out to my amazing wife, Georgia Flinders. Thanks for being the best wife and amazing mother to our babies. Shout out to my oldest son, Parker Beagley, even though he can't hear you because he's finishing his mission, but he's coming home on Wednesday.
Wow, right around the corner.
Way to go, Elder Beagley. Shout out, let's see, we got some birthday shout-outs.
He should be married by Friday.
Yeah, Laura Roberts, Martha Moore, Gretchen Halsey, Colby Pistone, Jesse Hill, Fred Parlant, John Dalrymple, CJ Christian, Tanya Neville, our friend from KUTV, Jill Margots. It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jill. Douglas Roy McGee, Cassandra Rugg, Ben Taylor, Sierra Grimsley, our friend Katie Borgmeyer. It's her birthday today. And my Farmington friend, Guy Garlick. It's his birthday today. And anybody else that's having a birthday today, happy birthday.
To you from us.
KSOP-FM at HD1 Salt Lake City and K224BR Park City. Broadcasting from the Wasatch Medical Studios. Get your love life back. Visit wasatchmedical.com. It's Throwback Thursday on Z104.
All right, here we go. CJ is going to be wandering through Disneyland, and we want you to write down the 4 adventure stops for CJ. Our afternoon guy, as he goes through here, and we'll be doing those and announcing those. The first one right now, next one at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m.
All right, so CJ's 8 a.m. stop is Mater's Graveyard Jamboree.
Of course.
Mater's Graveyard Jamboree.
Write
CJ's
it down.
Kind of a car guy, so yeah. Mater's Graveyard Jamboree, write that down. That's your 8 a.m. Adventure stop for CJ for tomorrow morning at 7:30.
Okay, Stump the DJs, STDs. We are spreading that love around for you. It's a song that's not country. Try to guess it. Play along with us. And the theme is anything to go along with fall, because we are a couple of days into fall.
I can move mountains. I can work a miracle. Work a miracle. Oh, keep you.
Do you have any kind of a guess?
Yeah, kind of now after that.
Yeah? You kind of do?
Yeah.
All right. You want to try to have her mention any of it?
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman. That was like the monster scene.
Do you want to see if Deb or if Lee knows the?
I don't think she does. Do you
I
know
don't
it?
Think I do, but you... I heard the Munsters in there.
Oh yeah. All right. What's the name of the
Deb
song?
Knows it. You know she knows
Uma
it.
Uma Thurman by Fall Out Boy.
Fall out.
Oh, I see what you did
fall
there. Fall out boy.
Oh, did you think Uma Thurman would have something to do with fall?
I forgot the theme. I just knew what the song was.
Oh, I see what you did there. Yeah, I thought it was Uma Thurman. Every time fall comes around, I think of Uma Thurman.
I get out my Uma Thurman movies.
Well, sure you do.
Oh, my gosh.
In case you lose your way, you get out your Uma and Thurman?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Or I look at a rock in my hat. Let's see. We've got the country voting went like this. Ty Herndon's What Mattered Most was third. Gretchen Wilson, Here for the Party was second. I haven't heard this one for a while. This was the winner. And it has a cold intro, so you'll probably get it.
Heck yeah.
Oh, I just deleted it.
What?
I just, hold on.
What?
What am I doing?
Well, that was brilliant.
Yeah.
I know, right? Let's see.
There's a reason.
Oh.
There's
it's
a reason.
It's supposed to insert, not start the traffic bed.
You hit play. There's a reason that I run the board, okay?
No, I was over here in the library, and I hit undelete. Oh,
okay.
My heck.
Well, see, now I really want to hear it if it's something we don't hear a lot.
You're going to hear it.
You want to hear some more of this?
Restore.
Uma Thurman. I'm just stealing.
I know, thanks.
Stalling a little before you. I'm stalling with these.
All right, I got it.
Okay.
Here it is. There was a
time oh.
Yeah?
It's Travis Tritt.
And there's two of them. It's a duet.
It is, well, hell, it's Travis. And
it
it's,
is.
And it's Travis and it's Travis and you know, that other guy. It's
I can't
Travis.
Help you with this one, Dave.
The Jim Beam is non-functional.
Travis and Hank.
The whiskey's non-functional. Whiskey's not working?
Yeah, Whiskey Ain't Working.
By Travis Tritt and...
And who sings Tempted and Burn Me Down and is married
Dwight
to Connie
Yoakam.
Smith.
Dwight Yoakam.
I know
he
who's
has spiky,
to
spiky
Smith.
Hair. Like, really spiky hair. Wears nudie suits when he performs.
Vanilla Ice.
No. He's country through and through.
I
spiky
have no
hair?
Idea.
Elvis.
Elvis?
Maybe. Johnny Rocket.
Shardy Lewart.
Marty Stewart!
Yeah.
Shardy.
Oh, my gosh. I drank my cares away.
Drown out all of the heart. Yeah.
Travis Tritt, Marty Stewart. Oh, my gosh. That was an easy one to get. Thanks for all your clues on that one.
Shout out to one mama to all you others who wish your husband would tell you you're beautiful over the radio. Remember you are, and you don't need that validation. You're killing it. You're worth it. You're amazing. You're a mom. Have a beautiful day, you beautiful mamas. I think that's from Linda.
It probably is.
is it Linda's birthday today?
It probably is. Yeah, no. No, that is a good reminder. However, it's not to downplay anybody that just gave a shout out to, you know.
Yeah.
Because she says you don't need that. And I'm like, well, you know what I'm saying. All right, I don't want to take away from
it. She's wishing her husband would tell her, but she's telling herself, I don't need that validation. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough. And doggone it, I don't need a birthday wish on the radio.
But she kind of wishes she had one.
You can tell there's a little
bit of angst.
Passive aggressive going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That leads us to our quote of the day again. You belong exactly where you are, and you deserve to stand on your own two feet and hold your head up high no matter what, even if your husband doesn't give you a shout out
on
the
radio.
Birthday. It was something like that.
Yeah.
All right, 8:17. We're checking on our traffic and weather together again. Lee, take it away.
Well, we still have big delays up north. Northbound I-15 Willard. Seeing at least a mile or so of delay as you head through South Willard. stop and go through there. We've also got stop and go northbound Bangor, where a crash at 2200 South is blocking the two left lanes. We're seeing stop and go back through 35th. Davis County southbound seeing typical slowdowns from Kaysville into Farmington. And we've got a crash southbound 15, 1700 North, which is affecting traffic getting through the refinery. So that's pretty slow getting into downtown. Eastbound 201 seeing delays as you head up through 52nd West, where we do have an accident blocking the left shoulder. And eastbound 80, 23rd East in the Sugar House area, we've got an accident there. It's on the off-ramp blocking the exit. Eastbound traffic's getting past it, but you need to move to the right shoulder. This traffic report is done.
Yep, it is. That's it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, guys.
And this weather report is just starting. Mostly sunny and 76 today, 78 tomorrow. Sunny and 84 on Saturday, and mostly sunny and 85 on Sunday. Woo, baby.
54 and sunny downtown.
Dump it or dig it coming up next. Chance for you to win.
Lily Rose has a new single. We're going to play it for you. And I don't know what we're giving away. We'll give away something good.
Yeah.
We're going to give away tickets to the Young Living Farms Fall Festival. The whole weekend pass, two of them. You can see Scotty McCreary, Low Cash. Go see the Draft Horse Show, a couple of rodeos. It's an amazing deal, and somebody's going to go free on the Z.
Killer. Thank you. Man, hang tight for that. Plus, more fun and games on the way. We were talking about surgery. Three crazy things that you didn't know about plastic surgery, Deb.
We'll see.
And what do you consider a big waste of money? Listening to this show?
No, because it's free.
You get what you pay for.
Yeah, you get what you pay for.
Right.
Now for Dave and Deb's Dump It or Dig It.
Well, if there is ever the name for a female country artist, it would be Lily Rose, right?
Lily Rose has a new album coming out on October 1st. It's called Stronger Than I Am. We're going to play the title cut and see what you think about it. And up for grabs, like I mentioned, we've got a pair of weekend passes for the Young Living Farm Fall Festival, including the Low Cash concert, the Scotty McCreary concert, the PRCA rodeos, the Draft Horse Show.
It's the whole gosh dang weekend.
Splash pad for the kids. They have a deli. It's amazing down there. Lots of fun. CJ and I will be down there from 3 to 5 on Saturday, but come anyway.
But then you can also call the studio on that same text number, and you can chime in that way and let us know what you think about our Dump It or Dig It song this morning.
Lily Rose says, when it comes to Stronger Than I Am, I've never been more excited for a song. When I first heard it, I knew it was a story I'd be able to passionately tell and create a moment with fans. It includes everything a great country song needs, a little bit of sadness, a little bit of drinking, and an incredible hook. So text us. Let us know what you think, 801-570-5767, and we'll pick somebody to win those weekend passes.
There it is, Lily Rose, Dump It or Dig It.
Bartender, hit me, I need a drink. Don't honor that good stuff, cause I'd hate to think that dusty old bottle on the counter ain't finer. Frequent this place, I'm usually good at dealing with things, but all my old tricks that I'm used to ain't working sound. So right now I'll try anything. Sometimes I feel stronger than I am, sometimes I can handle my own, sometimes time.
I was waiting for some kind of a dramatic ending thing there. It's Lily Rose.
It's just a fade.
And Stronger Than I Am. What do you think about it? It's our Dump It or Dig It song this morning.
Jess Arnold, dig this song. Has a lot of heart in it. Needs to be heard. Dig it. She has a cool, unique voice. Kelly Agard. Chanda Abney said, had to mention Dad. Now I'm crying. Let's see.
Morning. Dump it or dig it.
Good morning, Devin Dave.
How are you?
I'm doing it up here in Midland.
Well, good. Butch, over there in the Price area, what do you think about our song today? Oh, no. No, you're in Kaysville.
Where are you at?
No, yeah, I know. Dave. That's true. I got it mixed up with Dave in Price area. You're in Kaysville. What's going on?
SSDD.
Same stuff.
SSDD. What did you think?
Same shoes, different day.
That's right. That's what we do. Dump it or dig it?
Dig it.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Hey, have a good one.
You too. Love you. Bye. Morning on the Z. Dump it or dig it?
I dump it.
Uh-oh. Bonnie's on one. Not so much, huh?
Oh, I don't really like the voice. All know, I can't understand her. She was like mumbling. I couldn't understand it.
Well, use your good ear, Bonnie. Put your good ear up to the radio.
I always have my good ears.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Love you. Bye.
Okay. Love you too. Bye.
Morning the Z. Dump it or dig it?
Dig it, definitely. That is a powerful song.
Okay. What's your name?
Peggy.
Peggy. Thanks.
Thanks. Love you.
Love you. Bye. Morning the Z. Dump it or dig it?
You already know I dig it.
Oh, it's Hunter.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. You already know.
How are you?
Hunter's in the house.
Good. How are you guys?
Good man. So you're digging it.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
All right.
All right, man. What you got on your schedule today?
You already know. Just work with the gang.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Working with the gang.
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing after you work with the gang tonight?
Wait, say that again?
Party with the gang.
Are you hanging with the homies after you get off work?
Yeah, I'm hanging with my boy.
Oh, yeah.
You already know.
Yeah, I already know that.
Hanging with the boys.
Yeah.
All right.
I hang with my boys every day. Too. Yeah. All right. Thanks, buddy. Love you. Bye. All right.
I don't want to hear about you and your boys, Dave. Annette Keller, totally dig it so much that I already downloaded it. Tori Gates, Bonnie needs hearing aids. I know a good song when I hear it. Jackie Hilliard, dig it. Jason Butler digs it. Caleb Smith digging it. Alex, lots of digs. Lydia Lyman says, dump it. Taylor Crosby, dig it, love it. Michelle Patey, dig it, love it. Jason Butler, love it. Danielle Lingwall, OMG, dig it. Freaking love Lily Rose. King Maurer says, dig it. Zach Bryant says, dump it. Dig it, great song. Haley M says, dig it. Heidi Gwabor, dig it, lots of feels. Angelina, OMG, dig it, all of her stuff. Michael Sandoval, dig it, what a great song. Molly Tongi says, dig it. Michelle Baxter says, dump it. Danny the Trucker, dump it, she sucks. Mackenzie Davis says dig it. Angela Rotzler says dump it. Arla Huck, dig it. Jalen Edwards, dig it. Jeff Wilden, Kyle Shaw says dig it. I enjoyed a lot of her songs that have come out recently. Alex Dickerson says dig it. Elena Shields, not so much about missing the guy part, but sometimes something feeling stronger than I am hits home. Dig it. Alan Grice, Ryan Moore, Carrie Warner, Rayanne Moore says dump it. Emily Gonzalez, loving this song, dig it. Sierra says dig it. Will Daybell says dig it. Steve Norman, Matt M, Cody Casto, love it, dig it. Love it. Love this song, dig, dig, dig. Kathy Iverson, this is Skylar B. I like it. Definitely a relatable song, except I don't drink, but it's a dig for me. Randall Muir, kind of digging a song about real life. Bronte Houghton, dig it. Marilyn Larson, dump it. I'm going to say 85-15. We had some dumps in there, but we had a lot of digs. I couldn't get to everything. Sorry about that. Our winner of the Young Living Farm Fall Festival weekend passes, including the two concerts, Low Cash and Scotty McCreery, that is going out to Sierra Johnson. Sierra, I will text you. We will get these to you. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It tomorrow. We're supposed to get a new Blake Shelton song, and it might be tomorrow.
Okay.
But I can't remember.
Keep our fingers crossed for Friday. That'd be a good thing for Friday.
Maybe tomorrow we'll have a new song from Blake.
As far as today goes, in case you're just tuning in, it was Lily Rose and Stronger Than I Am, which is also the theme song when I wander around the gym and I look around.
And everybody's.
Everybody's stronger than I am. All right, we're back. Time for our throwback song. Before we get to it, to find out which one had the most votes, we're going to do our STDs. Spreading the love through STDs here. Stump the DJs. Chance for you to guess a song that is not country. Our theme goes along with anything to do with fall.
What the?
I have to stop it right here. And then,
was that played at your high school reunion?
Yes, it was. And,
I have no idea. The Chiffons? I have no idea.
No, you'll actually be a little surprised. All right, let me give you some hints. I'm going to count that as a stump, but okay. It is not apricots, but...
Peaches?
Peaches, yes. And Herb.
Peaches and Herb.
Deb and Dave.
Really?
Peaches and Herb. What's the name of the song?
I have no idea. I've never heard this song. It's not Shake Your Groove Thing.
No, it's not.
A Reunited.
It's called Let's Fall in Love. Fall in Love.
I've never heard this song. You could just do... You could have done...
Like from the 50s or something.
You could have done Peaches and Herb, though, because it's like they fall off the tree and it's fall harvest.
Yeah, you do the damn theme next time.
Ooh, I'm sensing a little dinner there.
Yeah.
No, I love what you did with that, Dave.
You shoulda, coulda, woulda.
I love what you did with
just
that.
Just makes me feel shitty.
Thank you, Dave. All right, yeah, just makes you feel shitty. Brooks and Dunn, Play Something Country, came in third on the voting on the mobile app or the desktop. Dan Seals, Love on Arrival, came in second.
LOA.
And this song won by 52 votes. Lee.
Oh, I try to think about Elvis.
Yeah, bye.
It's the Patti Loveless.
Yes. Good job.
Oh my
good
god.
Job, voters. Good job, you two. Try to think about Elvis,
Memphis, Oprah and the... Patti Loveless and I Try to Think About Elvis, the song that you voted in for Throwback Thursday. Another few songs are up for vote right now. We'll find out which one wins here at the top of the hour about 9 o'clock. So if you guys were to have endless amounts of money.
Okay.
And it really was no object, and you just wanted to make some changes to your body, what would you have done?
Head to toe lipo.
Yeah?
Facelift, head to toe lipo, maybe some boobs if I had endless money.
Right.
You know, maybe just, tighten everything up just a little bit.
Give it a little bit of a lift?
Yeah.
Maybe they could... They might be able to hook onto what is existing right now and just go to pull them up over your shoulders. Is that possible? I don't know.
Well, that's not the end goal, so that's not what I would have done.
Well,
no, Dave.
So there's this this surgeon, all right, plastic surgeon in Michigan by the name of Anthony Yoon, posts all kinds of inside stuff on TikTok. Yesterday, he shared three crazy things that you didn't know about plastic surgery.
If you smoke and have a breast reduction, your nipples can turn black and fall off.
Oh, yeah.
Also, sometimes plastic surgeons insert pig skin to help reduce complications from breast implants.
Serious.
And if you've had a nose job, there's a good chance your doctor stuffed cocaine up your nose, which means you've done coke.
Here are three crazy things you didn't know about plastic surgery.
Oh, we already got it.
If you smoke and have a breast reduction, your nipples can turn black and fall off. You'll have, like, no nipples. If you've had a nose job, there's a good chance that your surgeon stuffed cocaine up your nose, so you've done coke. Sometimes plastic surgeons insert pig skin from pigs, into breasts to help reduce complications from breast implants. This is what it looks like. Pig skin.
All right, well, that was basically repeating everything you just did.
He also posts body hack clips and a two-part video that's been getting a lot of hits. He demonstrates how to get rid of hiccups, cure a brain freeze, or feel less pain before getting an injection or vaccine. Do we have the body hack video? I'd like to know how to feel less pain before getting an injection or vaccine. Cure a brain freeze?
Cool, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I do have something on that, on how to cure a brain freeze. But that would be a perfect transition into something that I don't have right now. Yeah, it's right here. Here it is.
Hiccups. To get rid of hiccups, put two fingers right in front of your wrist crease and press down while you hold your breath for a few seconds. Oh, I just ate some ice cream and now I've got brain freeze. Try this. Press your tongue up to the roof of your mouth for several seconds. That will warm your soft palate and make your brain freeze go away. I'm supposed to get a shot, but I'm so nervous it's gonna hurt. I gotcha. When you're getting the shot, scratch the area right next to it. That's gonna confuse your nerves and make it not hurt.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Holy. Okay. You know, they'll scrub the area to get it all clean, and then right before they give you your vaccine...
you scratch with your dirty fingernails.
Right. But then you just say, look, I'm going to scratch over here, but you can go ahead and give me the shot right here. That's... I had no idea. You know, I might try that. Maybe with the third booster shot, you know, because Maxine is fine with the first one that she got. And so I'm thinking...
She probably scratched her arm before she got it.
She probably did.
That's why she's doing so good.
Exactly why she is. And you know about Maxine, she's always on top of it.
She's doing fine.
Because Maxine got vaccine, and I'm doing fine.
Ta-da-da!
That's what Dr. Pimple Popper does.
He scratches the area?
Yeah, she just kind of pinches just before she puts the injection in.
Yeah, I watched it. I watched the best 10 pops last night with her.
That
was
really
fabulous. Yeah.
Now, what's the purpose of putting the injection in?
The lidocaine to numb the area because she has to cut it open sometimes.
Yeah, she's gonna give you a stitch.
To do the pop. You have to open up the area.
And it lets out that much crap?
Oh, you cannot believe what was on last night.
I can't believe you're missing this.
Yeah,
show.
Dave, it is fabulous.
I've seen things in the news about, you know, big honking boils like the size of a softball on somebody's neck or something like that.
Some of them are like the size of a grapefruit.
Yeah, they're
huge. She's done some big ones, man.
Wow.
They are gigantic.
Not a softball.
They have to get an emesis basin to collect everything. There's so much stuff in there.
Can you imagine how nasty that smells?
Oh, they say that when they're doing it.
Oh.
Yeah, they say that when they're doing it. And they always wear a mask.
Oh, sure.
And a face shield because they get squirted.
Oh, my gosh, that's
and then,
sick.
And then she compares it to food.
Yeah,
well, this is mashed potatoes.
This is oatmeal.
No.
This looks like chicken.
Yeah.
This looks like...
And it does. Some of the lipomas that they take out look like chicken cutlets.
They do.
Oh, my gosh, that's sick.
It's fascinating.
Oh, my gosh.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm with Jim.
It's awesome.
I really like it.
That is weird.
I have other people in my family that are like, how can you eat and watch this?
Yeah.
I'm like,
Well, now that we've talked about that, traffic should seem like a breeze. Nothing ugly about anything going on.
You're not
going
to run any big, huge lipomas.
No.
But you will see some slower traffic northbound on...
So, just in a minute here, we're going to be doing our STD and our throwback song, and we'll play that little game with you, Lee. Do you guys each know of a redhead you want to do a little shout-out to? I mean, we know Jill Margaret's from Channel 2, and it's her birthday today, right?
Yeah, happy birthday, Jill. Zach Dunton and Jody Weiniger.
Okay, Lee?
Mary Beth Perry.
They know who they are, and it is... Redhead Day today.
Lois Griffin, Jemma Mays, Richie was on Happy Days, Little Mermaid, Tori Amos, Anastasio, Molly Ringwald, Sexes Nixon, Ellie Kemper, Deborah Messing, Kathy Griffin, Nicole Kidman, Juliana Moore. Redheads that we admire, like a fire burning and our heads are turning. Bryce Howard, Marcia Cross, Conan's hair is the boss, Reba's red on her head, Emma Stone, Sheeran, Ed, Carol Burnett, Chastain, Lucy was the real queen. These are Carrot Tops and Gingers, redheads we have all seen. Redheads that we admire, like a fire burning in our heads.
Redhead Appreciation Day today.
How about you?
KSOP-FM at HD1 Salt Lake City and K224BR Park City. Broadcasting from the Wasatch Medical Studios. Get your love life back. Visit wasatchmedical.com. It's Throwback Thursday on Z104.
Now, what about you? Do you have a redhead?
I said Jill Margaret.
Oh, just
that I know.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. You're claiming Jill. All right.
That's all I kind of. I mean, I'm sure I'm leaving somebody out. I mean, we both know Jody, so I didn't mention that one because I knew you'd probably do that one. But anyway, and again, I'm so sorry because I know there's a redhead out there that I'm leaving out somewhere. But
I tried to include all mine.
So all of yours, really?
Yeah, really, really.
Because I'm thinking there's a few more that I forgot.
Yeah, I know. There's
no,
a few
I probably did. I know I did. I'm sorry.
Redhead Appreciation Day. Right now, we're going to appreciate STD in a good way. Stump the DJs. Our theme is fall, just because we're now into fall by a couple of days. And any song that is not country that deals with any kind of fall. I know you're going to get this one. Get your ringer dingers ready.
That was quick.
I know.
She's a good girl.
You want to share it with Lee?
Loves her mama.
Or
nope.
You want...
No, she's not going to share nope. It.
No, I play to win, Dave.
Yeah.
She's a good girl.
You know, one of these days, when you're on your deathbed, you're going to say, I really should have let Lee play the game. You know? I regret not letting being a little nicer to Lee, letting her play the game in STDs.
That's what you would say. You mean sending her home with a... everybody gets a Twinkie and a Capri Sun? I thought you were against that.
Well, in this particular case, I think maybe... You could try to show a little compassion. All right, go ahead.
Free Fallin', Tom Petty.
Yippers.
I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
Which seems like it's probably the most covered song, right?
Oh, I love this song. Who doesn't?
Free Fallin'.
I mean, you take any genre of music. You even got country. Anybody. They're doing a cover of Free Fallin' by Tom Petty, you know.
Do you think George Strait's ever covered this?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Free falling.
The only person that I can't see cover, I haven't seen cover this yet, would be Trace Atkins. Because I'm free. He'd have to lower it down to a whole different octave. Free falling.
He can still do it.
Yeah. All right, there you go.
Okay, Alan Jackson, I Don't Even Know Your Name, came in third. Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Get Off Your High Horse, Woman. Came in second, and this is the winner.
Too bad Get On Your High Horse, Woman didn't win.
You should have voted, Dave. Lee?
No, that's me.
Oh,
no,
that's you.
It was Dave.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
All I know is it's a theme.
It's Reba.
Reba. That's what I was going to say, Reba.
Okay.
Redhead. Redhead Reba.
Yeah. Oh, shout out to Reeb.
Yeah. Yeah. She was in the little shout out that we played.
Okay.
Well, let's hear it. I can barely hear it. Oh, I know it.
What is it?
I'd Rather Ride Around With You.
Yes.
Good job.
Winner. Good job.
Way to go.
Reba, I'd Rather Ride Around With You. I love this song.
I got your Capri Sun and your Twinkie out in the car. And your honorable mention. We'll see you back this afternoon at 4.
You got it.
Well, to go along with Redhead Appreciation Day today, Reba McEntire, that's the song called I'd Rather Ride Around With You.
How many times have you been to the bathroom this morning,
Dave? Once an hour.
I know.
Thank
What's
you for
going
the
on?
Reminder.
He just came running in, heard 4 seconds Sucks. Left.
I don't know what is going on. I mean, I didn't think I would ever out-pee you.
I know, right? And I'm drinking like a fish over here.
Yeah. Hey, what would you think would be the most popular funeral songs? Now, look,
like
we have
real?
One called, yeah, for real. Like, this one is not, this isn't a joke. Now, Chris Jansen came out with one called Bye Mom, and it's like, holy crap. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know how anybody could hold it together.
No.
With that one, like put to a video of some sort. Unbelievable, song here. Someone, they set out to find the most popular funeral songs. They analyzed over 30,000 songs from Spotify playlists with titles like Funeral Songs, Mom's Funeral, My Funeral Playlist, stuff like that.
Maybe like Amazing Grace?
Yeah, it's
Is
on the
one?
List. So coming in at number 10, I'll See You Again by Westlife.
I don't know that one.
Amazing Grace, Leanne Rimes.
Okay.
Creep by Radiohead.
Really?
Take Me Home, Country Roads, John Denver. Makes sense, right?
I guess.
Well, you know what I mean. I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me. Can only imagine.
Yeah, that's
Remember
a good
that one?
One.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley. Supermarket Flowers by Ed Sheeran. That's another tearjerker.
That's a good one.
Mr. Loverman. Now here are the top three. I'm
Mr.
just going to let you.
Loverman.
I'd really love it if
Mr. Loverman was played at my funeral.
Now listen. These are the top three, and you tell me.
You can drive
about you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. I'm Mr. Loverman, and I miss my Loverman.
There it is. It really is a song.
Thinking more along religious terms, but yeah, it doesn't have to be.
No.
Like, maybe you could do...
maybe that's what Linda will play at my funeral.
Mr. Loverman.
I miss my Loverman.
Maybe.
Ricky Montgomery.
You can only hope for that.
I know. I wish.
Maybe
that might
like
be
in the arms of an angel.
So yeah.
If you're looking for more not more temporal songs.
I was
Carrie Underwood.
Right. I was also thinking of maybe Cole Swindell, Wish You Could Be Here, but you don't want to play that at their funeral because then it'd be like, well, we wish you could be here. At your own funeral.
Yeah.
But I have played that at a wedding, you know, of somebody who has passed on before.
I mean, would you play Spirit in the Sky?
I guess you could. Norman Green. Hey, everybody, stand
when
for Norman
I die,
Greenbaum.
Going up. To the spirit in the sky.
When you kind of when they come down the aisle in the cultural hall, not in the cultural hall, the chapel. Everybody stand for Norman Greenbaum.
What about Brad Paisley, Dolly Parton? When I Get Where I'm Going,
yeah,
maybe
good one. I was thinking along the lines a little bit more religiously. I told you that one of the songs I'd like played at my funeral, if my wife forgets, will you remind her, Deb?
Yeah, Mr. Loverman. I'll make a
Mr.
note of that.
Mr. Loverman. And right after that, I'd like to have Consider the Lilies by the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
No, that's a good one. That's a beautiful song.
It is a beautiful song. I don't care what religion you are. It's a beautiful song.
Now, I was looking at, I don't know. You and I were talking about this yesterday. I saw on a Facebook post... songs you'd like to hear the Tabernacle Choir do.
Oh, that, yes.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know if we should mention
Oh, my gosh. No. I don't take this offensively. You will if you want to be offended. You were reading some that
I thought were
pretty funny.
It was on the Facebook.
In the meantime... While you're doing that, let's make the little transition of making a little joke here and there. I've got a dad joke for you. Why did the mushroom always get invited to parties? Because he's a fun guy.
Fun guy. Yes.
Maybe that's not so funny if you've got toenail fungi or toe fungus.
Funny. Now, have you watched My Feet Are Killing Me?
No.
Because that's comparable to a pimple popper.
Are
but
you
it's,
kidding
it's all about
I
feet.
Can't. Oh, my gosh.
And man, it's even rough for me. There's not been an episode of Pimple Popper that I can't watch, but there has been.
Do you need a Dremel?
Yeah, he uses a Dremel.
Does he really?
Yeah, he
uses
does.
A Dremel on it.
Yeah, he totally does.
Oh my gosh, that's got to. But that is, aren't those some extreme out of control stuff?
Oh yeah,
you know
yeah.
All right, I've stalled long enough.
I can't find it. But there was Bohemian Rhapsody. What else was on there that I was telling you?
You said WAP.
Oh, yeah, WAP.
And
I'm that's terrible.
No way.
It's terrible.
I wouldn't have anybody play that anywhere. I mean, that's just... However, the Tabernacle Choir back at rehearsals, in-person rehearsals, which is a good sign. What do you consider a big waste of money? Plus, speaking of Rona, thanks to the old pandemic, everyone, they're pretty much doing life hacks. We'll give you some of those here coming up this hour. What time do you eat your evening meal has also been surveyed. Supper or dinner, right. Battle of the Sexes also on the way here this hour as well. So you have a chance to, hopefully you have a chance to hang around with us and win some stuff and just listen to some two people talk about stupid stuff. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a little chill in the weekend.
There's a cold beer calling my name, and maybe it is around supper time. A recent poll asked what time you usually sit down for your evening meal. 34% of us, about a third of us, said between 6 and 7. 25% said between 5 and 6. And 59% get dinner done before 7 p.m.
23% said they eat between 7 and 8. 4% eat in the 4 o'clock hour. The early birds weren't all old people.
See?
But those 65 and older were much more likely to be done eating by 7 than the younger folk.
Unless you get home from the gym and you eat at 9 o'clock. And then you've screwed up everything that you've tried to accomplish.
See, why don't you just stay home from the gym and then not eat? Then you don't have to go work out.
That would such a brilliant idea. Just
I know,
not
right?
eat. Stay home and don't eat.
Yeah. Then you don't have to go to the gym.
That's like me telling you to just stay home and don't eat.
I know. I just can stay home, but I always eat.
Right. So the looks like the biggest percentage, 59%, get dinner done before 7 o'clock. I know that they even break that down with between those hours. 34% between 6 and 7 and 25% between 5 and 6.
I'm usually between 5 and 6, I think.
Is that about it?
Yeah. Sometimes, Oprah had the thing, you don't eat after 7.
Right.
If you want to lose weight.
Right.
So, we have some friends, and they're like, it's like 9:30, and their family hasn't had dinner yet. And they're like, it's 10 o'clock, and they're like, well, I guess we're going to have some dinner. I'm like, what the?
Oh, wow.
You're going to load up and then get in bed?
And then get in bed. I know. But sometimes... don't you just get like major cravings? Here's what happens sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And have you ever fallen asleep on the couch or someplace and then you'll sort of wake up? Maybe you've dozed off about 7, 8, even 9 o'clock. You've dozed off. And when you wake up, your body is like, I got to eat.
You got to get something to eat on the way to bed.
Yes.
Right?
You have this uncontrollable desire to just to eat. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And you start eating everything. You know, in sight. Now, there is a guy by the name of David Harbour, and he has found a way. He says, weight loss secret. It is so simple, you'll actually be surprised on how simple it is. Listen to this.
Finally, the weight loss program that helps you lose weight just by drinking beer. It's Jenny Keg. With Jenny Keg, you'll polish off a keg in the morning, pass out and sleep the rest of the day behind a dumpster, completely missing lunch and dinner. Then the violent shaking from withdrawals will go to work on problem areas. By the time you finish the Jenny Keg program, your friends won't even recognize you. So what are you waiting for? The quicker you get drunk, the quicker you'll lose that junk in the trunk. With Jenny Keg.
There you go. Pretty easy, right? So the Rona has brought us all to doing some life hacks. It seems like half the internet is preoccupied with some life hacks, even though they're never as life-changing as advertised, like, you know, that one. According to this poll, they say nearly 70% of people have tried at least one life hack. And of those people, 71% say that they're using life hacks more now than they did ever before the pandemic even started.
The people who use life hacks say the tricks save them an average of 4 hours a week. Now, I had one. So you take the blue painter's tape.
Yeah.
And you put it where you want your picture. I'm trying to think how this works. You put it where you want your picture on. I can't remember how it works. I just did this. I hung a whole bunch of pictures.
Okay.
You apply painter's tape to the back of the picture over the holes where you want to hang it. Mark the location of the keyholes on the tape. Then use the tape to measure the distance from the top of the keyhole to the top of the frame.
So did it work?
Yeah, and then you apply painter's tape to the wall, and then you have the places, you level the tape, and then you have the places where you need the holes for the nails, and then you just hang it up.
You've just gone through like a 9-step process, and you make it sound like it's so simple.
Well, it is simple. It's way easier than trying to hang a picture level. You know when it has the two jaggedy things on the back of the picture, and you can never get it level?
Right.
If you put painter's tape on the back, and you mark where you want the nail holes on those jaggedy things, And then you just stick it on the wall and level the tape and put the nails in. It's super easy.
All right.
It's Deb's super easy life hack.
Right. Why don't you
did
start?
Did you even get what I was saying?
Kind of. But I'm just going to pretend like I did. And we can.
It's
just...
really a good one, Dave.
Okay.
It's
all right.
Really
put out a YouTube video, and when I go to hang my next picture, I'll be able to see it. I'll follow it.
Yeah, it's really a good one. I just hung a whole bunch of stuff up and did that with every one of them, and they're straight. Somebody just said, you just sounded like Joe Biden giving a speech. and thank you, Kristen. This is a slick hack. It's not so simple to explain.
Yeah.
So one more time. Picture to hang. Flip it on the front so you're looking at the back, the jaggedy things. Put the tape along the top. Mark on the tape where you need the nail holes.
Okay.
Put the tape on the wall and level it and put your nails in.
Okay, that is simpler.
Yeah, okay.
I did, for some reason, you lost me the first two times.
I didn't explain it very well the first
time. But that one was, yeah, absolutely. That is a great idea.
It's a great life hack.
And especially to make sure that it is paint tape. What do you call it again?
Yeah, the blue painter's tape.
The blue painter tape.
Or you can use the green frog tape.
But something that's not going to screw up your wall.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then you put the nails in through the tape, and then you just peel the tape off and hang your picture.
All right.
Super easy. That's my life hack tip of the day.
Or you just find a stud, put the nail in the stud.
Well, it's easy
with
if
your
it's...
stud finder, and then you've got that cable that goes from one end to the other. And
much
then...
easier if you only have to do one nail. But if you've got some kind of a picture, which I hate, which have the two jaggedy things that you have to make level.
Rarely do I have that. That is weird. What kind of paint? What kind of picture did you hang up that has two jaggedy things?
I had some of the record label stuff.
Okay.
The congratulations on 5 million albums sold.
Okay.
I have a few of those at my house, and they have the two jaggedy things that are just the bane of my existence.
Are those the things that are supposed to be here at the radio station?
Maybe. But probably, hopefully Sarah's not listening. So.
Okay.
They have my name on them.
I know. So what do you consider a big waste of money?
I got some of these sponges at the Dollar Tree. I then use one of my favorite flip tight containers. I put half the sponges inside and I add softener. And now we're ready to dry some clothes.
Okay. That is amazing way to save money. You're not. Did you catch what she was saying? She takes a sponge, she puts some conditioner on it, and then you don't need to do dryer sheets. Did you follow that?
I got some of these sponges at the Dollar Tree. I then use one of my favorite flip tight containers. I put half the sponges inside and I add softener. And now we're ready to dry some clothes.
So a little bit of Downy softener, something that, some liquid softener that you put in there.
I'm not doing that.
And then you just throw the sponges in.
Is that supposed to be a money saver?
I guess, yeah, because then you don't do the sheets every time, Anyway, let's take a look at some of the top highlights here.
By Downy. Anything for dogs shaped like a bone.
I know.
Dogs lick their genitals. They sniff buttholes and eat poop. They do not care about aesthetics like bone-shaped toys.
Hmm.
True. And they'll ruin them in 5 minutes. But still, it's kind of fun. I brought you a little toy.
Here we go. Now they say designer clothes for kids. They grow too fast, rarely need to dress up. And so we all do it, don't we? Especially with our first, we're like, oh yeah, it's gotta be Under Armour. It costs you a lot of money.
I mean, like when I bought the $60 Nike shoes for the newborn.
Yes. And they outgrew them in like 2 weeks.
But the fun thing is I still have them.
Yeah.
So their kids can wear them.
I get it.
Baby toys. Babies will ignore expensive toys and play with random knickknacks or the cardboard box at Christmas time.
Yeah, that's exactly it. They don't care
Cats
about the toy.
Do
they
that
just
too.
Love the
right. Yeah.
Yep. Digital games. Yeah, it could have a huge library and only really play one game.
Laundromats. Loads can get very pricey depending on where you live.
Cable and internet. Those, who haven't cut the cord have big monthly payments.
Streaming services.
May we add that Xfinity is well
is
worth
amazing.
Every penny.
Streaming services, when you cut the cord, then you add way too many subscriptions to cover the loss of a big entertainment package.
That's true. Because everybody
with about sixes.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you're subscribing to Disney Plus and Hulu.
Discover.
And, yeah.
Netflix.
Upcharges at car dealerships. Again,
throw on that clear coat package.
$3,000.
It's all going to the car loan anyway.
Right.
Funerals. Going into debt over a send-off is probably not what that person wanted.
and then printer ink.
That's somebody, so expensive.
I know, it's just stupid. It seriously, I don't know. Now, I haven't gone out to buy a printer lately, but isn't it just cheaper to buy a new printer? By the time you start adding up replacement cartridges, if you're doing the factory, you know, the brand name cartridges, you're talking about $60-$70 to replace cartridges sometimes, or more. And you might as well just buy a whole new printer for $120 or something like that.
Yeah.
So somebody joked if we could print with a 1959 Dom Perignon, it would be a lot cheaper because it just seems like the printer ink is even more expensive than some fine wines.
Another fat song from the 90s, Throwback Thursday on Z104.
Okay, before we do the throwback song, we're going to do the STD. Stump the DJs, since there's only one left here. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. The theme is fall, because we're into fall.
Why do fools fall in love?
Now, do you want to know who? Do you know who sang it? Because there's a couple people that did.
Diana Ross?
Yeah. Now, I wanted to do two. And I hopefully it'll just pull up because I wanted it to. Oh, son of a gun, it's not. I thought. Well, you know which one I was going to go to. Yes, I'm falling.
Oh, LeBlanc and Carr.
I'm falling.
Yeah, my obscure romantic song that I love.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm falling. I can't search it that fast. But anyway, there you go. It was our little STD.
Oh, that you should have done my favorite romantic song, David.
No.
You tried.
I'll do it.
All right. Okay, so the country voting went like this. Rhett Akins, she said yes, was third. Lori Morgan's Go Away, No Wait a Minute was first for a minute, but it got beat out by this song.
Not so much, huh?
By quite a few votes in the end. I think you'll know this one.
I already know it.
What is it?
It's Two Dozen Roses by Shenandoah.
Yes.
Gosh.
Good
See,
job.
I just need Lee to leave, and then I won't.
Then you're the not so off. Nervous.
Good job, voters.
I brought flowers to your door last night.
Do-da-da-da-da. Shenandoah and Two Dozen Roses. Song you voted in for Throwback Thursday, and the song that did not get played.
And I'm falling, oh, I'm falling, I'm falling in love with you.
Love and marriage.
Attention, listener. Your relationship to bring you this football season.
Hey, you and I were just talking a minute ago off the air about faking an injury for dramatic reasons. And football season, I saw this the other day, and they're doing the hurry up offense, and the team, they were making some great progress doing the hurry up offense. They were rolling down the field, man. Completion after completion. You know, run after run. They were just trompsing on them. The defense couldn't keep up with them. They were going down there. Well, wouldn't you know it, when they get a little bit closer into the red territory, one of the opposite team falls down.
Oh, he's running. To throw off their momentum?
Yep. Totally, totally falls down. And then it's like, oh, you know. And they, of course, do a timeout.
Ices them.
And he sat there, and it was no longer that the officials run over to him, and then even a coach personnel came out. He jumps back up.
I'm fine. I just wanted to ice the other team.
No lie, ran off the field. Like,
wow.
Not even a limp, not a nothing. I mean, it was so obvious. But if you act like you fake an injury, they have to do a little timeout, and then I think there should be a penalty for that, though. I think they should really, I mean, but I guess. How do you prove that right in the middle of a game? Did you really have an injury? Did you really pull a hamstring?
Yep.
Did you really? Because somebody could just claim cramps. You
oh,
know?
Yeah. I do that a lot.
you fall down on your bike and then you, it was a,
sorry, it's cramps.
It was due to a cramp.
Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, I think they really should do something about that because I thought that was so stupid. But they do that in soccer. Dramatic. Have you seen the drama in soccer?
Basketball, NBA.
Flops.
Flops. Yeah, oh my stupid. Gosh.
Now, the game that pits man against woman. It's Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. 570-5767. 570-5767.
Guess what I just found.
What'd you find?
Tickets for Lady A.
Get out of here.
I did. Battle of the Sexes right now. Tickets for Lady A.
Where were they hiding? Under your mouse?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice just place
over
for
here
them.
Somewhere in this mess of paperwork.
got some extra concert tickets
for
floating
Lady
around.
A tomorrow night.
All right. Let's go for a girl and a guy. Who is this?
Amy.
Amy, let's write you down here, and then we'll get you a guy, all right?
Okay.
We're playing for Lady A tickets. Pretty sweet prize tomorrow night at USANA. Are you a dude?
I am a dude.
Okay, what's your name?
Steve.
Steve.
Now, have either one of you won in the last 30 days?
I have not.
All right.
Sounds like we're good to go. Steve, we're going to let the ladies go first. Amy, you're up.
All right, Amy. Earlier in the week, UFC's Conor McGregor threw one of the worst first pitches in Major League Baseball history. For which team? The Cubs, the Angels, or the Rays? Or the Tampa Bay Rays. They have Tampa Ray Bays, but it's the other way around. Yeah. Cubs, Angels, or Rays? Cubs, yes. Good job.
Steve. Kenya Moore is one of the contestants. By the way, that Conor McGregor, did you see the...
I didn't see the pitch.
Oh, my
it
gosh.
It was terrible.
It's horrible.
How embarrassing for
oh,
him.
Oh, my gosh. You've got this...
He's such a manly man.
Yeah. And he
throws like a girl?
He threw left-handed.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, it's kind of... In this case, there was. It was like, yeah, you... There was a lot of girls that could have thrown a lot better, even. You
know, well, then he threw the worse than a girl.
Worse than a girl.
Okay.
It went into the stands.
Oh, no.
Totally didn't even
Conor
come.
Conor McGregor.
I know. Now, but
you're
I'm not going to make fun of him because
no.
he'll beat
he'll
the
kick
crap
your ass.
Out of me.
Yeah.
I was going to say beat the crap out of me, but yeah, kick your ass makes it sound like I'm really trashed. Which I would be.
Which you
Steve.
Would be.
Kenya Moore is one of the contestants on this season's Dancing with the Stars. Which Real Housewives cast is she a part of? Atlanta, Potomac, or Beverly Hills?
Ooh. Do I get a Google on this
I know, no. I just throw
TikTok,
one out there.
Steve.
We'll go with A.
Yeah, A. One. It's Atlanta.
Right.
Good job.
All right, Amy. In chess, if you perform a move called castling, you move the king in what other piece? Bishop, rook, or knight?
Rook.
Yes. Did you know that?
Holy crap.
Well,
just go
is
along.
The rook considered the castle?
I don't know. I guess.
Steve-o.
I don't know.
Nick Cannon used to have a big tattoo of ex-wife Mariah Carey's name, but he got it covered up. Where on his body was it? The chest, the back, or the neck?
Chest.
Back on that one.
Oh, man.
All right, Amy, for the win. Anthony Mackie, who stars as Falcon in Marvel films, recently signed on to play another superhero. Which one? Incredible Hulk, Captain America, or the Submariner?
The Submariner?
Captain America.
Your chance to hang in there, Steve, and tie it up. Jordan Woods was best friends with which member of the Kardashian-Jenner clan? Kourtney, Kendall, or Kylie?
Kylie?
Yes. Now we've got a tie.
Oh, boy.
So Deb's holding up a finger or fingers between 1 and 10. And Amy, you were the first person to call through, so you get a guess first.
4.
Okay, Steve?
5.
It was 10, so you got a little closer, Steve.
Steve, you're the winner. You're going to see Lady A tomorrow night at USANA. How about that?
Oh, my wife's going to be so happy.
Oh, that is fantastic.
That's a good prize, and thank you so much for playing along, Amy, as well, all right?
All right, thank you.
Thanks
love you guys.
Thanks for playing. Love you.
Back
Bye.
In a bit. Just a couple of quick little reminders for you as we head on out and make way for Jimmer to come on in here. He is going to give you a couple of things in the... here. Hold on a second. We're fighting over the mouse. So there we go. Now you go ahead and take over on it. Now I had to hit
Hey,
that.
Just real quick, we have a wreck up on Highway 89 and 400 North in Kaysville, the brand new overpass kind of a thing there. There's a wreck up there. It's causing some delays. So if you're in that area, try and avoid US 89 by the 400 North overpass.
All right, good to know. $214 in the mystery sound. It comes up at 10:50. And a chance for you to get all of the details and even listen to the sound and some previous guesses and all of the other clues available on our website if you want to have a little heads up on that. So if you get through as caller Z, you'll be able to walk away with a little bit of money on the mystery sound.
Don't forget, we're doing Lady A, the ticket tag way. We had a winner this morning at 7:40. Hope you caught that name because you'll need it at 11:40 to win ticket tag. Tickets for Lady A and Carly Pierce, Nico Moon, and Tennille Arts that's tomorrow right. night out at USANA.
I won't tell her.
Hello, Carly Price. Tomorrow night, we've still got some tickets to give away today and tomorrow for that show. Hope you can join us out there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
CJ's making his way through Disneyland, so listen for more adventure stops. We gave one out at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. Listen for all of the adventure stops, and tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m., you can call and give us those if you get through as caller Z, and you're going to be heading off to Disneyland with a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets.
Also, we've got the Instant Cash Song of the Day. It played in the 7 a.m. hour. It'll play in 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. $1,000 in cash going out the door here every single day. Win as many times as you can and haul the cash home.
And you already talked about the Lady A, the ticket tag way, right?
Yeah, because I said Carly Price.
That's right.
Okay. Yes, I did.
Sounds good. Sounds to me like you and I are ready for a Friday.
Yes.
Go ahead and say that F word.
Friday.
Yep, we'll be back in the morning. Enjoy the rest of your throwback day today with Jimmer G.
And tune in anyway.
Oh, yeah. I didn't give you the right cue.
Yeah, it really just
totally
went
screwed
flat,
it up.
But that's okay.
Yeah, it's going to be Throwback Thursday today and stuff like that. But we'll be back.
Tune in anyway.
But we'll be back. We'll be back in the morning. Yeah, but anyway.
All right, big finish.
Show's over, folks.
That's it. Go home, everybody. None of this ever happened.